Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
Yes, I can speak with different types of accents. I can adjust my accent to suit your needs or preferences. I can speak with a British accent, an American accent, an Australian accent, or any other accent you may need. I can also adjust my tone and delivery to match the style of your project or event. If you have any specific requests, please let me know, and I will do my best to accommodate them. It be looking like a scurvy day, matey. The skies be cloudy and the wind be blowing strong. It be a good day to stay on land and quaff a few tankards of rum.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast this week. It's good to have you all with us this week. And as you could probably tell from our little prelude, we're delving back into that voice technology that's available on the Amazon Echo. And especially, and in particularly, I don't know if that's a word, the A-Lady AI Beta, which has access to one of these new text-to-speech engines that's informed and developed with AI super smartness. And that can influence the emotionality, as we demonstrated in a previous episode, and diction and pausing and timing to convey those nuances that we want to hear in speech. And maybe the emotional character of certain things, or a frustration in dialogue, or sadness, or whatever the case may be. Certainly, that's pretty amazing. But today, we're going to be looking at something I kind of fell into by accident, and it seems like, well, we'll talk more about it in detail, but it is accents. So, in many different regions of the world, I know here in the United States, we have our southern drawl down in Virginia, and Moonshine Country, and we have different types of, California and Texas, and different Midwestern accents and ways of speech. And that's true around the world. So accents can really inform speech in a lot of ways, and we certainly use it in TV shows and movies a lot. But it also helps have more personality. And I kind of stumbled across this by accident when playing with the A-Lady AI Beta, her ability to do some kind of rudimentary accent stuff. It doesn't look like it's polished or ready for prime time yet, and it just kind of leaks out in certain situations. But we're going to definitely take a look at that. First off, though, I'd like to welcome our new listeners. Hello, new listeners. We always welcome new listeners. Welcome to the podcast. You'll find our Echo Tips podcast, little nuggetized episodes. We try to keep them 5 to 15 minutes long. I sometimes go a little longer than that. I'm the host of the podcast. My name is David Ward. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill, based here in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia, where it's definitely starting to kind of turn into almost like summertime weather. I feel like we're almost skipping right over spring, but it's getting pretty warm out there. But for our returning listeners, we love having you guys back with us as well. In fact, I've even got some emails from some of you recently talking about the AI beta. And so we might mention some of that stuff as well at the tail end of the show, if we have time. But before we delve into this in any sort of detail about our show and these accents with our favorite A-Lady, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast. And then, as always, we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Well, hello, hello again, and welcome back to the show. It's good to have you guys with us, and as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about accents. So accents are truly kind of cool. Even sometimes your accent could be informed from maybe what your mother tongue is. Say if you grew up in a Spanish community or a French community or a German community, you could speak English, but it inform your accent as far as speaking English, whatever your secondary language may be. So the A-Lady does attempt to do that in certain instances, although it does a pretty bad job. And by all means, I sometimes get access to this and sometimes I don't. And I think it depends maybe on the version number you're on. I'm trying to correlate exactly. It seems like it's somewhere in the middle or higher level versions, maybe not in the 1.0s. I don't know. It's kind of hard to surface. Or maybe it's inappropriately firewalled off. It's something they're not intentionally wanting other people to try yet. But it definitely seems like it's probably buried there in the code, unless it's just part of this large language model stuff that it has this capacity. I don't know. But we're gonna play with it and give it a try today. It may not all be successful. And you may hear me clip or fast forward from moment to moment just to give you guys more of a flavor. And I think, we'll do the reflections here later. Let's get right into it. I have this bad tendency of rambling on, and I don't want to do that to y'all. So for efficiency, I already have my Amazon Echo in the AI, and I just simply stopped it. You might recall that once you usually get into the AI component by saying, "Hey, lady, let's chat," once you're in, it usually stays in there. Although I feel like I had one demo a few days ago where it just exited automatically. Maybe that was just me or a bug or it crashed or something. But generally, you have to say exit. Otherwise, if you just tell her to stop and you come back in 30 minutes, she's still in the AI beta. So I was in the one that seemed to be answering the questions appropriately about accents, and so I left it there. So now, if you have an echo and hearing distance of me, I'm just about to start up here. And so you might want to shut its ears off by pushing that button on the top of the device. It'll usually turn the ring red, or across the Echo shows with a screen, it'll put a little red bar across the bottom. Now, you may notice again today that I don't need to always say the A-Lady name. That's because follow-up mode is like automatically turned on in AI mode. Plus, I also have the conversation mode on, which is where I look at the device and it seems to just continue to know it needs to be listening to me. Okay, so let's go down the rabbit hole, guys. Can you speak with different types of accents?
Yes, I can speak with different types of accents. I can adjust my accent to suit your needs or preferences. I can speak with a British accent, an American accent, an Australian accent, or any other accent you may need. I can also adjust my tone and delivery to match the style of your project or event. If you have any specific requests, please let me know, and I will do my best to accommodate them.
Talk to me with a Scottish accent.
Okay, then no. I can definitely speak with a Scottish accent. How's this for ye? I can also adjust my accent to be more or less pronounced, depending on your preferences. Just let me ken if you need anything else.
Alexa, give me a sample of the other different accents you can do.
Certainly. Here are a few examples of accents I can do. British accent. Hello, old chap. How are you doing today? American accent. Hey there. How's it going? Australian accent. Good day. Mate, how's everything going for you? Irish accent. Top of the morning to you, sir. How are you doing today? French accent. Bonjour, mon ami. Comment allez-vous? German accent.
Oh, no,
hello, mein Freund. Wie geht es dir heute? Spanish accent. Really hola, bad. Amigo. Como estás? Italian accent. Ciao, amico. Come, stai? Russian accent. Privet. Tavarish. Kok dela. Indian accent. Namast. Ma may I assist you today? Chinese accent. Ni hao. Wo zhen mei shi. These are just a few examples, and I can do many more accents and dialects. If you have a specific accent in mind, let me know, and I'll do my best to accommodate your request.
Stop. So use your little taste of that. It's not perfect, and we'll reflect on this a little bit. Like, I can ask her to do it for a while, and in some instances it feels like she does a little bit, or she'll give me different types of dialogue, but then it simply resets at some point or something. It doesn't seem to want to stick permanently. But her ability to, like, as you could tell in some instances, generate that style of content or with accents and those nuances of speech seems to suggest that there probably is some sort of system in place or background where that could eventually be ultimately turned on. So very kind of cool. All right, well, now let's just have some fun and play around. I played around with this. This was kind of cute. Alexa, I'd like you to talk like a pirate until I tell you to stop.
Aye, aye, Cap'n. I'll be talking like a pirate for ye. Yar!
Awesome. What's the weather look like today?
Arr, it be looking like a scurvy day, matey. The skies be cloudy and the wind be blowing strong. It be a good day to stay on land and quaff a few tankards of rum.
Stop. So now you can notice that one kind of seemed to stick a little bit. I haven't quite figured that out. So I feel like there's another thing going on there where they might have like these just novelty accents or novelty like impressions and stuff. Although I couldn't really get into it. It will rattle off some impressions sometimes that it thinks it can do. Although the pirate one by far is the only one that seems to really be somewhat functional. Although I feel like I might have got Arnold Schwarzenegger to work once. I can't quite remember, but... But definitely kind of a neat concept, and it kind of might start to blow your brain about what is possible in the future and the ability to kind of customize and personalize. But really, it's just kind of a thought experiment I wanted to share with you and just kind of a nifty little thing I'd run across. So by all means, you folks that are in the AI, if I get the words out right, AI beta, give it a try. You might find just kind of curious. You just never know. Sometimes you go down these rabbit holes and see what you can uncover. Well, until next time, I encourage you to try out some of these new things. Check our back catalog of some of these great, kind of neat, nifty things, goofing around with AI or even AI skills like character AI or that splash music thing where you can generate music on the fly with your own lyrics and own kind of, I want it to be rock and roll or I want it to be piano jazz. Really kind of cool, some of these things that we've covered over the last few months. But if you have thoughts or suggestions as a listener, something you'd like to see us cover in the future or something you've experienced, we'd love to hear from you. And you can contact us at Facebook or Twitter, now known as X, at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. You can even email us at info@goodwillvalleys.com. That's old-fashioned email. And in either case, either in the subject line of the email or in the post on Facebook or Twitter, just earmark it in such a way that it says it's for Dave of the New Vision Program or the Echo Tips podcast. And that way, that message will find its way to me. And like I said, I have heard from some of my some of you listeners out there that are some of you are frustrated that you don't have access to the AI beta yet, and I feel for you. And who knows, all you can do is keep trying. And some of you are very, very interested in the new refined voice the A-Lady had that we demoed just recently, that more nuanced, natural speech. And we're hoping that Amazon would make that available maybe independently before they roll out the whole AI beta. And I don't know. Amazon's a black box these days, guys. So I don't know how they're going to do it. I suspect, unfortunately, they may not roll it out until they do it all together to try to give that wow effect. But that is not to say, and I told one of our listeners this, so I'm not just share my opinion to you guys in general. I feel like once we see the Apple event at WWDC and maybe they announce some newfangled Siri hotness and improved AI speech, or maybe at any given moment if Google was to announce some improvements in their Google Assistant voice and AI smarts, whoever it is, I think is going to probably prompt Amazon to move faster. Apple, as an example, with the Siri and different things, has a way of sucking all the oxygen out of the room from the news media. So Amazon may want to just, you know, ride that out until maybe they announce maybe a date or a time or how they plan to roll out some of this stuff. Or maybe even just do a wider AI beta I think that would be useful, maybe across different languages, hopefully definitely across different nations. But by all means, if you have access to AI Abania and you've had different experiences, reach out to us, as we mentioned to do earlier. Well, until next time, you know what time it is. It's time to turn the ears back on your Echo. Start practicing some of the many, many things you've learned. I'm David Ward for the New Vision Program, and we thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Let me tell you a bit more. Let me put on my official sounding voice. Ahem, ahem. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Phew.
Thanks for listening.